We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The Weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Patty, Wood and I are trading snow stories. That's when you haven't seen somebody for a week, you have to talk snow stories about how it was and everything. How much snow did you get, Patty Wood?
Well, I'm going to say we got a good between 18 and 20 inches up in Silver Oak in Carson City. And that's the funny thing is because my husband always looks at the weather report and he says, oh, we're probably going to get, you know, between 6 and 8 is what they're saying on the valley floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. I had my good gardener came over and had his guys shoveling three times they came over.
You found a shoveler?
Yes.
See, I could not find one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did some shoveling. All I could manage was shoveling a little trail to the mailbox for the mailman. And I'll tell you what the problem is. That snow is the heaviest snow I've ever encountered.
Yeah, there was a lot of snow, but it was beautiful. I love the snow, and we need the water. So.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see what the measurements of the snowpack are right now.
Yeah.
Patty Wood is the reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage. A reverse mortgage may be a great help to your finances, folks. If you're 62 and older, you can receive payments from your home equity, either from a lump sum or monthly payments, and stay in your home for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Which isn't a bad thing, you know.
No, yeah. More and more I'm seeing that a lot of people want to stay in their homes. I had one gal that, you know, had hurt herself and had to go into assisted living, a rehab place to, you know, go through physical therapy. And she said, no way, I'm going home and I'm staying in my home. So we did the reverse mortgage for her because she had enough equity in her property. And she was over 62. You got to be 62 or older, at least one of you.
That sounds so young to me.
It is young. And, you
because
know,
because I'm 71.
And, it is young. Well, and I'm going to be 65. But there's a lot of people that are in their 70s and maybe they have a, you know, 60-year-old wife. So it's going to be based on the younger of the two.
New article from the Financial Times today. Folks, you can look it up. The headline, Reverse Mortgages Edge Up. As U.S. economy squeezes older Americans, the loan type makes a comeback amid persistent inflation and benefit cuts. Article reads, cash-strapped American seniors are turning to reverse mortgages as a tightening economy drives aging homeowners to find ways to make ends meet. The number of federally insured reverse mortgages rose more than 6% in the 12 months ending in September, according to government data. Several U.S. lenders report sales of reverse mortgages have jumped this year as looming cuts to government benefits and persistent inflation have weighed heavily on older people. As one lender said, you've got people living longer with less retirement resources. There is definitely a growing appetite for the products. Call inquiries about reverse mortgages at one California-based lender were up 20% compared with the year before, and their annual growth rate in reverse mortgage clients is 64% higher this year. Makes sense. And people are realizing what a help this is to get a reverse mortgage.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I've seen the increase as well myself. I think that, you know, a couple years ago when interest rates started rising, that freaked everybody out, including the people that were looking at reverse mortgages because they were thinking, oh, no, higher interest. So by the time we were able to educate them that, you know, you're not making a monthly mortgage payment, mm-hmm. and what goes up is going to come down. So if you get into it right now because you need it right now, because you're getting penalized taking out of your IRA or other investment accounts, take the reverse mortgage now. There is a growth rate on the money that you have in your line of credit. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also encouraging people to keep it in a line of credit because when you take out a reverse mortgage, you're only going to get charged interest on the amount that you take out. So a lot of people have used their credit cards over the last couple of years to make ends meet. And these credit card payments, interest on the credit cards are ridiculous. One gal told me, well, mine's only 11%. Well, reverse mortgage is only at 6.5%. So that's 3.5% lower than what you're paying on your credit card. And you're only paying a minimum payment each month. So it just keeps going and going and growing and growing. And so it's better if you can utilize the equity out of your home. Even if you have children that you want to leave, you know, something to, we don't allow you to take out 100% equity. If you are, let's say, 70 years old, you still are going to have about 50% equity in your property if you own
the
your property.
The equity's
outright.
Still there.
Yes. The equity's still there. And even when, you know, by the time you pass away, hopefully, I mean, we calculate that you're going to live to 100. You can live to be 125. You can stay in the home for the rest of your life. You're only responsible for your taxes, your property taxes, your homeowner's insurance, your HOA dues if you had them, and of course your utilities. But that's just something that you can always stay in your house. And if you get it now, chances are in 20 years from now, your property value is going to be worth more. So you're still going to have equity in your property.
I think what you said in the beginning there, we were just talking about people are reverse mortgages are on the up because people are getting more, seniors are being squeezed more financially. And Patty, you mentioned people are cashing out their funds, their IRAs, their 401ks. And it's tragic to do that because that money, those are investments. That,
right.
Have you seen the stock market lately? This is money that's growing. So you don't want to take that money and just cash it out to cover bills.
Right.
When the house is right there offering you either one-time payment or a credit line.
Correct. Or you can get monthly payments. Mm-hmm. You know, anything to help your monthly budget. That's what, when I go in, as you know, when I go in and sit with people and I say, okay, what is our goal here? What do we need to do? What do you need to do? How could I help you financially figure out what's going to be the best way for you to take the money? And so there's, you know, I've had people lose their spouse and they're used to double incomes. Now they're down to one income. So they need a little bit more steady income every month, which is a good thing for them. Because now they can get their prescriptions and, you know, not
take
just
take a trip.
Well, yeah, and not just, you know, eat hot dogs four mm-hmm. days a week, top ramen soup. I mean, now they can actually eat a well-balanced meal and, you know, do things that is healthier for them. But yes, speaking of which,
yes.
When you get a reverse mortgage, you can use that money for anything that you want to. They discourage you from getting an annuity only because that ties up your funds again. That's another investment. But most people that are looking at the reverse mortgage either want to do something. Oh, I need, you know, I need to remodel
be,
yeah, my kitchen.
And plus, there's got to be ways you can use that money to grow. I mean,
yes, right. You can take that money and you can put it into, you know, stocks or bonds or, sure. You know, if you have a financial advisor, they will help you figure out what's going to be the best investment for you. You can do that. Now, if you have a lot of equity, maybe you have some grandkids that would really like to go to college, but their parents aren't able to help them. Well, rather than them get a student loan, which, you know, we all know student loans are just outrageous, help them, you know, subsidize their college tuition, and then you know where some of their inheritance is going to.
You know, people say all the time, money doesn't buy happiness. It does if you use that money for fun. That's happiness. The trips, the cruise ships, the Lexus, that brings happiness. Money does buy happiness if you do it that way. And that's the best way to spend money, not on things, but on those experiences.
Right.
And those experiences are pricey now, but you can do it.
You can take your family on a vacation. That's a great way to spend some of this money, because I always say, you know, you're worried about leaving your kids all this money, but then when you're dead and gone, you don't know what they're doing with that money. I mean, maybe they have...
When you're dead and gone, you don't care what they do with the money.
That's true, but wouldn't it be nice if you took them on a trip and you got to enjoy the presence of them with them?
Leave them with memories.
Yes,
absolutely.
Correct.
Patty Wood, reverse mortgage specialist. We're going to take a break. Folks, if you have questions for Patty Wood, the reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage, call now 775-884-9910. In the meantime, Google Patty Wood, reverse mortgage, Reno. And we'll get back, hopefully maybe answer some questions that folks have. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1017.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter with Patty Wood, reverse mortgage specialist, for one more segment. Phone lines open, 884-9910. We had a flurry of calls. Poor Craig tried to keep up, so we'll just take them as they come. Don is calling from Reno. Question for Patty. Don, you're on the air. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Don.
Hello. So I got kind of a unique situation. My mom did a reverse mortgage on her house. And we moved back in with her because she had to have surgery and needed someone there. But I was wondering, what would be the process to get out of the reverse mortgage? Like, she's willed the house to me, and we were going to buy it. So what would that process look like?
Pretty easy. You just have to refinance it. And if you are 62 or older, you can look at a reverse mortgage if she still has enough equity in her home. But the first thing that you want to do is every month she should be getting a statement so you know what her loan balance is. So when you see what the loan balance is, if it's something that you're able to refinance and pay it off, then that's, you know, you could go to the bank and say, I need, you know, X amount of dollars, and then call the servicing company that she gets her statement from each month and let them know that you want to pay it off and you want to have the payoff balance what it is.
So we would have to finance the amount that she borrowed plus what's left from when did the reverse?
No, she should have a loan balance on the reverse. On her monthly statement, it'll say current loan balance. That's what needs to get paid off.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's what she borrowed plus the interest that's accumulated over however many years she's had it.
Okay, and then I could refinance that on my own in my name, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay. Because she's going to stay there, but we want to get the house, make sure that the house stays...
In the family. So what you might, in order for you to do a loan on the property, your name is going to have to be on the property. So what you need to do is contact the title company, let them know that you're going to refinance this, and then they can prepare a grant deed from your mom to you and your mom. And then that way, when you go to a bank to get the money, you know, to borrow the money to pay off the reverse, then they'll see that you're on title with your mom.
Okay, so I have to be on title before we do all that. So she'll just have to add me on.
I'm okay. Yes, 100%. Nobody's going to lend you money on a house that's not yours. So it
I understand. Yeah, I understand that. I was just trying to figure out, you know, what the because she's already willed it to me. It's in the will to go to me.
Yeah, but that only happens when she passes away.
Right, but we wanted to try and get ahead of that to where we keep it, you know. So what happens if we don't do that and the house, she's in a reverse mortgage, but passes away, but it is willed to me. What happens that way?
Does she have a living trust? Because wills don't always cover what is required from the title company. The title company, you may still have to go to probate and get the judge to award you the home because it was willed to you. Now, I'm not an attorney. I'm just giving you advice that I've experienced. So just so you know, you might want to call the title company, but in the event that she passes away, the title company won't even let you transfer title until it is approved by a court.
Yeah, that's the battle I'm kind of having with her. I'm trying to get her to realize you got to do a trust, not a will. And she's already done a will.
Let me do this.
Move it to the trust.
My phone number is 775-954-0366. Call me later, either later today or on Monday, and let's discuss this further because I have some other ideas for you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Was that 775-954-7066?
No, 954-0366.
0366.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Don. Thank you. Have a good day.
Information. You too.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it. It sounds very, very complicated. It really isn't. You just get put it under a trust. And aside from that issue, all you have to do is call a title company to get it from...
To transfer title, correct.
To transfer title, you just make a call to the title company, and basically they do all the work. We got our accounts in family trust, and it was so simple. It wasn't even an attorney. It was a paralegal who did it for us.
Right. I was going to say, that's, you know, there are A1 documents in Carson City. There are other... you know, unless you know an attorney or have an attorney already that, but a living trust is the best thing to have because I've had people that have done a, you know, the parents did a deed upon death and they think that that's going to be okay. Title companies won't accept that. A deed upon death, okay, so now it's deeded, but the parents, you know, the kids can't sell the house until it goes through probate or gets the judge approval on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, transferring title while your parent is still alive is the best thing to do.
Just call the title company. My goodness.
Yeah.
It's not like a timeshare, right?
Right, right.
A timeshare, no, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You want to buy my timeshare for a dollar, Patty? No.
No, thanks.
Okay. anyway, folks, we're talking about money that you can use that if you don't, frankly, if you don't do this, you may pass on without utilizing all that your home is worth, all that equity. It's a great help to your finances. You got to be 62 and older. And also, we forgot to mention the tax thing.
Yes, I was going to say, John, you always say this is the greatest thing about the reverse mortgage, tax-free money. I had somebody call me the other day and said, hey, I'm preparing for my taxes. What do I have to claim? Nothing, zero, nada. And like I just was talking to you about, John, it's like having a savings account. When you withdraw money out of your savings account, you don't have to pay taxes on that. That's your money that you've saved. Same thing when you've paid and paid and paid, you know, interest in on this loan on your house. That's your equity. So you get to take that out and you don't have to pay taxes on it. And you can stay in the house for the rest of your life. Even if your home becomes upside down, let's say you've got your reverse mortgage 30 years ago and you're thinking, wow, this thing has got to expire. Guess what? No, nope. You continue living in your house for the rest of your life and you never have to make a monthly mortgage payment and you never have to move out. Mm-hmm. You do have to pay your taxes and insurance and your HOA.
Somebody texted in a question and Craig sent it to me. What are the fees setting up a reverse mortgage?
Well, the reverse mortgage is like any time you do a refinance or a purchase, or you're going to have your title, your escrow, loan origination fee, appraisal fee, credit. It's, you know, and it varies. It varies on the amount of the house that you have because the fees are different. But
and you can show folks that.
Absolutely.
But your fee, what is your fee?
My fee, again, it's based on whatever the loan amount is. So whatever the loan amount is what my fees are based on. But it's all a flat fee. It's, you know, and yes, I can give you a list of all the fees that are included. I can run numbers for people. There's no cost at all for me to give you a proposal so you can see what the fees are. And the fees are built into the loan if you have enough equity. So this is not something you're paying out of pocket. The only thing you have to pay out of pocket is you have to have your HUD counseling. That's something that is required by FHA and HUD so that you understand completely the reverse mortgage, which is something that I will explain to you before you even do your counseling.
All right. What is the cost of you running the numbers and meeting with somebody?
Zero. Nothing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Free.
That's awesome.
Yes. Folks, we all like free things.
Have Patty Wood come by and have her run the numbers and meet with her, and that will give you the best picture of what a great deal this could be for you, the reverse mortgage. Okay, Patty, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, John.
Again, contact information. I'm a Google guy. I just Patty Wood, Reverse Mortgage Reno.
Or Patricia Wood.
Patricia.
You know, unfortunately, I have to use my legal name on everything, but I go by Patty, but it's patricia.wood@apmortgage.com, or you can call me by phone, 775-954-0366. I'll answer all your questions and run numbers.
All right, Patty.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. See you next month. I'm John Potter, live and local, FM News Talk Time, 1030.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. It's 27 degrees, our current temperature in Reno. We were just trading our nightmare things that we saw during the winter storm. And you guys saw cars spinning out on, what, the Galena Bridge, was it, Sheree?
Yeah, it's coming back from Carson, going northbound, and truck rollover accident, emergency cruiser going, and then there's someone trying to pull over. They spun out, and then...
on the Galena Bridge.
Going southbound.
I thought one of the deals about building that bridge was, maybe Craig knows more than I, but I remember reporting that this bridge was going to melt snow, that it was that it had some sort of wires in it.
Not so much wires, but
I'm convinced it creates an icing effect, so I go old Washoe.
I'm sorry, Craig, go ahead.
It's not wires, but there are, look like pop-up sprinkler heads that spray the de-icing fluid, the brine, out onto the roadway. And so when you hear them texting, when you hear them, when NDOT sends out the alert that they're testing the roadway, that's what they're actually doing. They're trying to make sure that the brine goes through and coats that section of the bridge.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Craig. My front steps have wires in them, and it warms up the front steps, which is useless because they're under the eaves. So anyway, more about my terrible life is later. This is a great real estate agent we have in the studio. It's Sheree Kepler from RE/MAX Reno. Hi, Sheree.
Hi, John. How are you this morning?
And we also have...
Angie Salcido with Premier Credit Solutions.
Hi, Angie. Folks, stick around. We are giving away a gift card to a great local restaurant. Sheree brought this prize with her. And here's how you can win. Listen closely throughout this segment, because near the end, we're going to ask a question. And the first caller with the correct answer will win the gift card to this awesome, great, what is the local restaurant, Sheree?
Oh, it's Marietta's.
Marietta's.
They have some of the best Mexican food. If you have not been there, you're missing out. They have a Sparks location and a South Reno location.
I know the South Reno one. Good, Sheree. All right, well, let's start with what everybody wants to know. What's really happening in our local real estate market right now?
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Well, we're seeing definitely more inventory on the market, which is wonderful. You have some more options as a buyer. We're seeing just more balance between buyer. There's no buyer-seller market really right now. It's becoming a little more balanced. We are seeing near 3-year lows in interest rates, which is promising. And they're saying that we're going to see some light going forward. So,
well, the rates have dropped and still dropping, but you know, a lot of folks have those memories of the 2.5% or 3% interest rates, and it kind of has people waiting. But things would have to get very bad if we to ever have those rates happen again. Nobody sees those rates dropping to that level again. Are buyers still hesitant because of interest rates, or are we seeing more confidence?
I believe we're definitely seeing some more confidence. I think a lot of buyers were waiting for the rates, but honestly, just let's leave those 2% interest rates as a memory because they're never coming back.
I know. Yeah.
I don't think they're coming back either.
You'd have to have a Wall Street falling apart in this, the greatest recession ever to have that again.
It's a great memory.
But what people also don't realize is if the rates drop, what happens to prices? Prices will go up because of the increased demand when the rates drop.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing now, this is a wonderful time because buyers, even though it's not necessarily a buyer's market, it's a great time for buyers because you have a little more time. There's inventory out there, and this is where Angie can come in because now is a time to plan as a buyer. Let's get your credit to where it needs to be because that is the ultimate factor in purchasing a home.
I agree.
Thanks, Angie.
Well, Angie, what can buyers do right now to prepare?
I think checking your credit score is very important just for life in general. If you're going to rent or you're going to buy a car, of course, you want to check your credit score online. Everything online is a soft pull, so it is kind of about 30 to 40 points off from like a regular hard pull. So just be aware of that. But yeah, I think checking your credit score and making sure your balances are below 30% is definitely going to get you a better interest rate in this market. And, you know, you can just plan for that.
Credit score. What actually happens to your credit when you miss a payment?
Oh, that's a good question, John. So what will happen is it'll drop your credit scores about anywhere from 50 to 100 points.
That much?
Yes.
If somebody has late payments, does that automatically mean that they can't buy a home? This is your business. So if somebody has late payments, does that mean they'll never be able to buy that home?
So guess what late payments are? About 35% of the FICO score. So sometimes when they look at that payment history, they're kind of looking at your whole impact of your history, right? So if they see late payments in the 6 to 12 month brackets, it can be a little bit harder to get a mortgage.
All right. Sheree, debt consolidation is something we hear a lot about. What does it actually do to your credit score? Actually, this is all your business, isn't it, Angie?
Yeah,
I'm going to turn this one over to Angie.
You are the super credit expert here.
They call me the credit repair queen of Reno.
Oh. I think she's wearing a crown right now. Don't you see it, John?
But people are doing this debt consolidation. You know, we're in tight times and people are doing stuff like that. We hear a lot about it. What does that do to your credit score?
Can I share a recent story? A client came in last Friday and they were in Freedom Debt Relief for about, I would say, 2 years. Guess what they were charging them monthly? There were a couple in this program. It was about $638. They had about 4 credit cards in this program. Yeah, $638 a month. Yeah.
Wow.
And guess how, they've been paying it for 2 years. They paid $11,348 into this program. They came to see me because what a lot of people don't understand, if you get into a hardship, your credit cards will try to keep your business. So they want to keep your business. So if you get into some type of situation where husband loses a job or something like that, you can always call the credit card companies and negotiate your rate, or you can create an installment account where you can move some of that money into an installment account where you're not paying such high interest rates on each individual card.
That's possible. You can call them up and negotiate.
Yes.
It's they're not like a brick wall, like calling up Spectrum and trying to lower your bill. I'm sorry.
AT&T.
I got to control myself here. Well, that's cool. Now, this is one of the things you should really start doing right now before you attempt to buy a home, which is still a great investment, is to fix up the credit score, whatever you can do. There are things you can do.
Also, too, watch out for, so let me go back to that story with the couple. So they pulled out of that whole program that they were in. So they were only going to get, after paying $11,638 for 2 years, they were only going to get back $4,238. So where did all that money go?
Yeah.
We're looking at the contracts right now.
Okay. So knowing all this, Sheree, for somebody listening who wants to buy a home this year, what should they be doing right now?
I'd say credit is number one. That's where I turn everyone over to a lender, if you're ready. And before I met Angie, honestly, I turned everyone over to a lender. And a lot of lenders will help you, but this Angie is an expert at what she does.
So, how did you find Angie?
We've been friends throughout the industry, and we meet each other at events and galas, and we just... This industry is, like, we all communicate because that's what it takes. It takes a tribe and a team to make...
Obviously, Angie gets things done. Sheree, you want to get things done when you're processing home sales, and that's why you picked Angie, right? She is the credit queen. The credit queen of Reno.
I'll bow down.
Now the contest question, and this is a gift card giveaway. How does this work now?
All right.
Is Craig involved in this?
No.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you a question, folks. And if you can answer it, you just need to pick up this $25 gift card at REMAX Professionals office.
How did they answer? Friday, how would they answer this?
Please, oh, Craig does need to help by calling in. Yeah.
They can't call you? Okay.
What? Oh, Craig doesn't want to.
No, he can do it.
All right, let's go.
Craig.
You, Angie?
Are you there, Craig? It's okay. We're going to ask a question, Craig, and all we need is the winner's name and phone number from you at the end of this segment. And the gift card itself, Sheree has it, and the winner is going to pick the gift card up at their office, the REMAX Professionals Reno office at Ranchera Parkway. So, all right, 884-9910, number to call or text. Do you want to do a text?
Let's
do the text. Okay, let's do the text. Sheree, what is the question? And the first correct answer wins. Go ahead.
I'm going to let Angie ask because it's more up her alley. What is it, Angie?
Let's go ahead and ask, how many points does a hard inquiry affect your credit score, and how long does it stay on your credit report?
You mean if somebody makes an inquiry, just asking a question, that affects your credit score?
No, it's pulling a credit report. And
oh, yeah. It's work. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, repeat the question.
Okay, so if you pull a credit report, how many points does a hard inquiry impact the credit score?
All right, I just learned what a hard inquiry is. All right, folks, if you have the answer, text it right now to 775-884-9910. At the end of the segment, Craig will give you, Sheree, the name of the person, and they can pick it up at your REMAX Professionals Reno office. All right, anything else, guys?
Well, I would say, honestly, just with real estate in general, everyone listening, everyone waiting, real estate's an investment. But it builds. Look at the history in the course of time. Real estate has always been the best investment. So stop waiting. Get in now because it's just going to go up.
It is. And, you know, Patty Wood and I were talking about the situation with the seniors who they're not moving out of their house. The younger people are having a time because the boomers and such, they're staying where they are, which is not a typical thing in our history. And a lot of it is because, well, they have total ownership of the home, but also they were some of the people who got those 2.5 or 3% mortgages. And so they're sitting where they are, and they're not putting their home up in the market. So it's a little tougher now to find the right house, and that's why somebody like you comes in to make it a lot easier.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you guys can call, text, email me, Sheree Kepler@remax.net. You can look me up, Google me, but Angie here with Premier Credit Solutions. Please start there if you're worried about credit and how to get the best interest rate. Angie can help out.
And it's a free consultation, so.
Yeah, go through Sheree because it's like two people for one. working on your case.
Who doesn't want a 2-for-1?
A 2-for-1. That's right. Again, contact information, Sheree?
Sheree Kepler at remax.net. Or you can call or text 775-771-1558.
Or Google Sheree, and your name is spelled C-H-A-R-A-Y.
Nope. John, you're going to mislead people. C-H-E-R-A-E.
Okay.
There we go.
It's the salesperson who wrote your name down. It's not me. Okay. So good to hear. See you again, Sheree. Congratulations to our winner. I'm sure we have one. And we hope to see you again. Thanks for the good advice on real estate and also on credit, Angie. Anything else, Angie? How do people contact you?
So Angie Salcido with Premier Credit Solutions. You can text or call me. All my clients have my cell phone number, 775-750-4087.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
John.
It.
Thanks, John.
All right. I'm John Potter, Life and Local. We're going to take a break. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1050.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, Live and Local, here for a few minutes until our next guests come in. They are political. So we're going to have fun with that. Okay, the news. Are you folks upset that they arrested the artist formerly known as Prince Andrew? They arrested him. Then quickly they let him go. Unlike the girls on Epstein's island, they got him for giving trade secrets away. It's like, okay, child sex ring, whatever. But, oh my gosh, you crossed the line with trade secrets. And the news media was especially dumb with this story. It was all, at least on the cable news, will the royal family survive in the UK? Is this the end of the monarchy? Oh, come on. They extended its life. People in the UK, they don't like Prince Andrew. What they just did, I believe, gave the royal family big support and new life. Their poll numbers must have gone up. It's the best thing they could have done. It was all for show, right? They just had the photographers all over Prince Andrew going to jail and humiliating him. And it was a show. They didn't even charge him. How can they take him to the jail without charging him? But it was all done for that reason. And I'm sure it boosted the popularity ratings of the royal. Good move. Cheerio. The Olympics. Have you been watching that? I just have one question. Why does the TV coverage have so much curling? Or as my Italian cousin calls it, bocce ball on ice. I call it competitive mopping. But it's big, curling. Did you know we have a curling sports center in Tahoe? It's called Lake Tahoe Epic Curling. It's right off Kingsbury Grade near State Line. It was originally at the South Lake Tahoe Ice Arena. They moved to State Line, I think it was a couple of years ago. 2019, as their website says, our doors are open for all to learn to curl. Yeah. Cleaning day at home. I work my broom just like they do. And they have curling sweatshirts that read, I wrote some of these down, "I swept with your wife. Here comes the broom. I'll sweep with anyone. My drinking team has a curling problem. I have OCD, obsessive curling disorder. I sweep for beer, sweeping beauty, and one that says pebble bitch." these are real t-shirts. How do you stop bacon from curling in the pan? You take away its broom, okay? But aside from that, at the Olympics, there were a couple of other athletes who were controversial. I don't feel too good about Amber Glenn, who is a figure skater, and Hunter Hess is a skier who said that he had mixed emotions representing the USA. She was a little critical or whatever. My thought is Olympics are about sports, and to the extent I pay attention of the Olympics, it's about the sports. I remember in 1968, we had the Mexico City Olympics where a couple of American athletes standing on the podium raised their fist in the air in protest of the United States, and they were heralded as heroes. My thought is twofold. You ought not to piss on your own country when you're in another country, number one. But number two, if America is known for anything, if America should cling to anything, it's that we speak our mind and we're a free people. And so Americans be Americans, right? And if a couple out of a couple of hundred go over there and they grouse a little bit, that's not too bad. And especially when they do that, I think of all the other countries out there who see and hear that. And I think how envious they must be. You know, don't you know they wish they could have the freedom to do that too. So I sometimes think it makes us actually look good. And at the end of the day, all I do is wish them success as they go off and compete. And I'm going to try to leave my personal getting pissed off about their politics off to the side. But we are talking about politics after Fox News, 99.1 FM Talk. Back in a few.